It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview, T-Pain talks about losing $40 million and his experience with money management and describes what his family dynamic was like at the time.
But you know, you get back up and you learn, man.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
He did.
Up to 40?
Yeah. And now I'm not chasing the 40. Money I'm making now, is just I'm just making it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make it. Like, that $40 million, I was hustling. I needed to be on everybody's record, and every record got to go number one. I got to do this work. And at that time, I didn't know my family at all. Right. Like, my wife didn't even live with me at that time. She lived in Tallahassee. I lived in Atlanta, and I told her I got to be in Atlanta because I got to do music stuff. Ain't no music stuff in Tallahassee, so you can stay here. I'll give me a house in Atlanta. I'll come and see y'all. My kids didn't know who I was.
Hold on, though. $40 million. Yep. Unload that for a second. That is... Yep. Insane. $40 million to nothing.
That is so much money. The big news over the weekend was the breakup of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth and her new relationship, if there even is a relationship, with Caitlyn Carter. So Caitlyn is a blogger and she's also Brody Jenner's ex. Sources say Miley and Caitlyn didn't start seeing each other until after a valiant attempt by Miley to save her relationship with Liam Hemsworth. Apparently, the two were struggling for various issues for months. She pushed for them to go into therapy and took other steps to make their marriage work. And a source said that he didn't even come close to meeting her halfway into putting in effort to make it work. They've been separated for months. As for Miley and Caitlyn, they were spotted making out poolside in Lake Como over the weekend. So we'll see where that kind of goes they come back from their Italian vacation.
I feel like that making out thing is just for attention. Do you really think there's a relationship there, Liv?
I don't personally. I just think that, they were just on like a girls trip and like maybe getting a little wild. But I don't think there's a relationship there. But Liam has finally spoke out about what's happening. And he posted on his Instagram late last night and wrote, "Just a quick note to say that Miley and I have recently separated and I wish her nothing but health and happiness going forward. This is a private matter and I have not made nor will I be making any comments to any journalists or media outlets. Any reported quotes attributed to me are false. Peace and love." The photo was accompanied with the caption was accompanied with a beautiful photo of the sunset overlooking the ocean. Adrina Patrin's ex, Corey Bohan, is under investigation for abuse allegations in a court hearing yesterday to make her restraining order against Bohan permanent. The reality star said that the district attorney's office opened the probe last week. The judge ruled that the restraining order hearing would be postponed until the DA made a decision on whether or not to file charges against Patrin's former husband. Then there's a rumor going around Hollywood that Irina Shayk is writing a tell-all book that will include those cheating rumors between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. The Russian model split from the actor Bradley Cooper earlier this year, and sources say she's ready to tell her side of the story. The sources say there's so much to tell about her relationship with Bradley. He's done her so dirty, and she's got revenge on the mind.
First, we had Russia meddling in our elections. Now Russia's meddling in our favorite romance possible of those two. Get out of here, you Russian bot. Live the Web Girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you so much.